Take your Bibles, please. Turn in them to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. The 8th chapter of Nehemiah. And in your Scofield Reference Bible, that's page 549. Page 549. We'll be reading verses 9 through 13, and we'll read these verses responsively, taking note of the 10th verse, which is the text verse. Following the reading of that passage, we'll turn to I'll turn to a passage which I'll read for you, a verse in 2 Corinthians. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and so, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. For all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And let's join, please, also in the reading of the 13th verse together. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of the people, and the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And I'll turn to a portion of Scripture. You need not turn to it. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And let's pray. Father, we indeed are thankful for this day. Thank you for this church. Thank you for these good people, those who are now members, these who have joined us today and who were formerly members. What a sweet spirit is in this place. And we thank you for that which we have in the Lord Jesus. And we pray that you'd certainly bless this service and the preaching, and help us to hear every word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Necessity this morning, we're late. We'll be going over just a little bit, but if you'll listen quickly, I'll speak quickly. If you don't listen quickly, then I'm going to speak till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. And not a one of you that said amen believes or meant what you said. You were exhibiting your spirituality, which did not come across very well. But I want to talk to you this morning just from this little verse here. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I could call this little talk this morning, this message, His grace is the thorn. His grace is the thorn. Or I could call it, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. I didn't keep the organ on. I might want you to play it just a minute, a little bit. So I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on the subject, the joy of the Lord is thy strength, or His grace is the thorn. May I ask you to listen carefully? It'll not be very long. Of course, we're much later than usual, and I assure you that we will get out. There may be times when you'll seriously doubt that, but I assure you we will leave this place. I just thought about it, and I hadn't thought about it in a long time. When we had this building right here, one morning, a little boy had ridden one of our buses. He came from, I don't know where our buses come, it was Nashville, Tennessee, or Atlanta, Georgia, one of our Sunday school buses. He came from over in Chicago somewhere and rode on the buses, and he rode about 2 hours to get here because he had to pick up other boys and girls. And He got here and went to a Sunday school class and sat through an opening assembly, and then he sat through Sunday school lesson. And then he came to the auditorium and sat through a sermon known more for its longevity than for its meat. And he sat through that, and then sat through the invitation, and then sat through some baptizing, and about halfway through baptism, little boy about 5 years of age, and shouldn't have been in here, he slipped by the ushers. He's sitting back here, and he, as high as he could, on the lady beside him, he tapped her on her back, and he said, "Can I ask you a question?" And she said, "What is it, son?" He said, "Is it dark outside yet?" And so I assure you that we will leave before dark, and you need not fret. You have no concern. Our Heavenly Father, give us a few moments of blessedness as we think of the things of God, and move upon our hearts in a sweet and wonderful way. We're in need of feeding. We're in need of strength. We're in need of blessing. May we know it today in a sweet and wonderful way. Amen. If you'll listen very attentively, I assure you that we will not be here long. The people of God had returned from captivity for the rebuilding of the temple and also for the rebuilding of the wall. Discouragement has set in. The people had become a little bit downcast. And just to make a long story short, the prophet said to the people, "The joy of the Lord is thy strength." The joy of the Lord is thy strength. Now, that scripture is often misunderstood and misinterpreted. That scripture doesn't say, if you get happy, you will have strength. Though I do think there is a certain strength in joy. I think there's a certain health aid or a help to better health. If a person can laugh and be strong. Remember that little song we used to sing? The joy of the... Sing that for us. Hold the microphone, please. Sing it for us. We'll have to have it on. That's good.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's the scripture it comes
from. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
What's that second stanza?
He fills my mouth with laughter.
Ha, 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 ha.
He fills my mouth with laughter.
Ha, ha, ha.
He fills my mouth with laughter.
Ah, 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 ah.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Now listen carefully to the words of the last stanza. Ready?
Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Thank you very much. You memorized the last stanza very, very well. Thank you, Elaine. That's all we'll need. Now, the truth is, that song is really not right. Oh, it is too. But that's not the main thing this verse is talking about. When it says, the joy of the Lord is thy strength, it's not talking about if you'll be happy, you'll be strong. Though I do think, and I'm sure that you doctors here will agree to this, that there's a certain strength that comes from being happy. And there's a certain physical health that comes from contentment and happiness. But this passage says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. What it's talking about really is this. He's talking about God's joy. He says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When the Lord is happy, that makes me strong. You see, whatever makes God glad gives me strength, the psalmist says. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It means you do what pleases God and you'll be strong. It means accepting whatever God wants you to have will give you strength. It means when God is happy, you'll be strong. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now that means this. Isaiah 40:31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now what do you wait upon the Lord for? Whatever he's got. I wait on you, dear Lord, and whatever makes you happy is what I want. And I wait on you. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, what it means is this. Lord, I wait on you. Now, I'll be strong if you are happy. So if what you gives to me, pains me, if it's what pleases you, I'll be strong. If what you give me delights me, if it pleases you, I'll be strong. So what he's saying is this. He's saying, Lord, here I am. I hold out my hand. I'll take what you give. If you give me good, I'll be strong. If you give me what I think is bad, I'll be strong. If you make me laugh, I'll be strong if it pleases you. Or if you make me weep, I'll be strong if it pleases you. Lord, I want you to be pleased. So we sang a while ago, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, yes, there is a certain element of strength that comes when I have the joy of the Lord in me. But that's not the primary teaching of this verse. The primary teaching is that when God has joy, I have strength. When God is pleased, when God is happy, He gives strength to me. So, here is my strength, to rejoice in what He wants me to have. Whatever He gives is His grace, and what He gives, He knows is best, and what He gives, if He wants me to have it, and if that's what delights Him, then that gives me strength. You recall in the book of 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul came to God and said, Dear Lord, remove this thorn of my flesh. There was some kind of a thorn in the Apostle Paul's flesh. I do not know what it is. Maybe his mother-in-law lived with him. I don't know what it was. But he had some kind of thorn in his flesh. And I say that kindly because my mother-in-law does live with us. And she's a lovely lady. And as near as mother-in-laws can be, lovely ladies. And Paul said, Lord, remove the thorn. And the Lord did not remove the thorn. And Paul came and said, Lord, this thorn in my flesh, what was it? Was it his eyesight? His failure? I don't know. Was it epileptic seizures or something? I don't know. What was it? Was it partial blindness? I don't know. But whatever it was, there was something in Paul's life that was a thorn in the flesh. And the Apostle Paul said, Lord, remove the thorn. And the Lord said, no, won't do it. And the Apostle came back the second time and said, Lord, take the thorn away. And the Lord said, no, won't do it. And the third time the apostle sought the thorn's removal, and the Lord said, no, won't do that either. And but the Lord did say, my grace is sufficient for thee. Now, hold it now. He didn't say that my grace is sufficient in order for you to bear the thorn. He's not saying my grace is sufficient in the thorn. He's not saying my grace is sufficient to weather the thorn. He's saying, my grace is the thorn. The thorn is my grace. Because this is what pleases me for you to have. Why don't you say, preacher, why would it please God for something bad to happen to me? You don't know what's bad and what's good. Looking back on life, as I look back on my life, I find that the valleys I once thought I was in were mountains. I found the mountains I once thought I was climbing were valleys. I found that the peaks I thought I was on were low spots. I found the low spots were high spots. We don't know what's best for us. So the Apostle Paul is simply saying, Lord, I want the thorn removed, but the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient. I said again, the thorn, not the grace to bear the thorn, not the grace in the thorn, not the grace to weather the thorn, but my grace is the thorn. All of God's arrangements are given by grace. You see, if I can sing when I am free of pain, I can only sing when I'm free of pain. But if I can sing because it pleases Him, then I can sing when I'm in pain and it pleases Him, and I can sing when I'm free of pain and it pleases Him. And so when they said the joy of the Lord is my strength, you've got to understand these are people who had been in bondage in Babylon. These are people who are back home trying to rebuild the temple and rebuild the wall. And they'd gotten discouraged and all kinds of opposition had risen and they were discouraged. And the prophet comes along and says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Not my joy is my strength, but when God is happy, I'm strong. And when God gives me whatever it is, if it pleases Him, if it doesn't please me, I'm still strong. If it pleases Him, because He knows what I need, He knows what's best for me, and He's happy not just when I get what I want, He's happy when I get what He knows I want. And so the author said, the joy of the Lord, His joy, what He wants for me is my strength. Delight yourself in circumstances, and they will soon vanish. Delight yourself in the will of God, and the darkest day will not dim the light. You see, to delight yourself in what God knows is best for me, and what delights God, means nothing can dim the light. That means if pain comes, I delight myself in the Lord. That means if ease of pain comes, I delight myself in the Lord. That means if I'm on the top side of the mountain, that means I delight myself in the Lord. That means if I'm in the valley and can't see my hand in front of myself, that means I delight in the Lord. Now, here's what I'm saying. God is saying here that we are to rejoice or receive strength in what pleases Him. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on You. That'll never do it. That'll never do it. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on whether He's pleased or not. See? That's it. Is He happy? Then I'm strong. Is He pleased? Then I'm strong. Now, if it pleases Him to put a thorn in my flesh, that's fine. If I am happy because He's pleased, ask any mother about that. Ask any sacrificing mother if when she's happy when the child is okay. And I come to God this morning and I say, Lord, the joy, Your joy, I want You happy. You give me what pleases You. You give me what You think I need. Your joy, not my joy. It's not saying here, the joy of the Lord in me is my... It's not saying, ha, 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 ha. It may be, boo, hoo, 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 is my strength. It may be tears, but if it's what pleases Him, it is God's joy that gives me strength, not my joy. It is God's pleasure that gives me strength, not my pleasure. It is God's delight that gives me strength, not my delight. And the writer is simply saying here that if you want the strength of God Almighty, then you do that which pleases Him, because when He is pleased, I am strengthened. Grace may be strength, but grace also may be weakness. Suppose God would have answered the prayer of the Apostle Paul. Suppose that Paul said, Lord, remove this thorn from my flesh. And the Lord said, okay, I'll do it. Paul would never have known the grace that God gave him. And I had rather have the grace with the thorn than no grace, no thorn. And so the Apostle Paul said, remove my thorn. And God did not do it. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find Him. For you'll know Him by the nail prints in His hands. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Him. Listen, that's where you find the blessed peace of God. It may not be on the mountaintop. It may be in the shadow. It may not be at noonday. It may be at midnight. But if it pleases Him, whatever He gives me, if it pleases Him, He says, that's my strength. Why? Because the reason I was created in the first place, and then when I fell because of sin, the reason I was redeemed was in order that I might be to the praise and the honor and the glory of Jesus Christ. And if it pleases Him, then that's my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So then the grace is not to help us weather the thorn. The grace is not to help us stand the thorn. The grace is not to help us endure the thorn. The grace is the thorn. Suppose God would have answered his prayer, He would not have known the grace. I hurt. I sing when I hurt. It is what He wants. Because the hurt is a part of God's provision for my life. I wait. Whatever comes is His grace. If it pleases Him, I rejoice. I may feel good and rejoice. I may hurt and rejoice. So I need not be anxious. Because my rejoicing does not depend on whether I feel good or feel bad. My joy does not depend on whether I have or have not. My joy does not depend on health or sickness. My joy does not depend on ease, luxury, or poverty. My joy depends, and my strength depends, is He pleased. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And if God's happy, I'm happy. And if God's happy, I sing. We sing the song, I sing because I'm happy. No, I don't. I sing because I'm in the will of God. I sing because He provides for me. If His provision for me someday, Dr. Miller, if it's a 1984 Buick, then I rejoice. If it's a 1972 Ford, well, I wouldn't rejoice about that. But I dare say you haven't complained about this 72 Ford in a long time. Of course, he wrote me several letters requesting me to buy him a new car while he was here. But look, it doesn't matter. Why should I be discouraged? Why? I mean, look, I'm His. I belong to Him. He's my Savior. If He's happy, I'm happy. If He's pleased, I'm pleased. The joy of the Lord. Not my joy, not ha, 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 ha. Not my joy, but His joy. And if I know my Savior is pleased, then I am strong. Because I know I have pleased Him. In Isaiah 53:10, one of the great verses in the Bible, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Immanuel. It pleased the Lord to bruise Jesus. That's why Jesus said the cross was His glory. What was the glory of Christ when He comes again with trumpet sound? No. What did Jesus say was the glory of His life when He's crowned as King of Kings in the millennial age? No. What did Jesus say was the glory of His life when He rose triumphantly from the grave? No. What did Jesus say was the greatest glory of His life when He comes again with His own to establish His kingdom on earth? No. What did Jesus say was the greatest glory of His life when He reigns in heaven forever and shall be with His own for endless ages? No. He said His glory was the cross. Why? Because it pleased the Father to bruise Him. And Jesus said, Father, if this pleases You, it's my glory. If it pleases You. And so it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. That's why He sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. Just before Him is the kiss on His brow of Judas the traitor. And just before Him the clashing of sabers. And just before Him the coming of the soldiers while He's in Gethsemane's garden. Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in a garden of dew laden breeze. Not my will but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as He knelt neath the old olive trees. Neath the old olive trees, neath the old olive trees, with the Savior alone on His knees. Not my will but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son. As He knelt neath the old olive trees, and as He knelt there, the soldiers came with a clashing of swords, and they took the lovely body of our Lord and led Him away to Pilate and on to Herod and back to Pilate. And Pilate washed his hands of Him after He had, of course, been to the high priest. And our Lord Jesus was beaten to the cat of nine tails beyond human recognition. And just before Him is all the suffering of Calvary. He's in the upper room with His disciples, and just ahead of Him is the scourging and the nudity and the beating and the cat of nine tails and the nails in His hands and feet and dipping His own soul into hell. And yet Jesus said that was His glory. Why? Because it pleased. When Jesus died on Calvary, it satisfied the holy and righteous demands of a just God, and it pleased God to bruise Him, because in the bruising of our Lord Jesus Christ, there came salvation for all who would by faith turn to Christ, and Jesus could see the travail in His soul and be satisfied. And God loved you and God loved me so much He turned His back on His Son. And Jesus was done. And it pleased God. And why did Jesus save the cross with His glory? Because the cross was the ultimate pleasure of God Almighty. He was pleasing the Father. And in pleasing the Father, and satisfying the righteous demands of a just and holy God, Jesus said, the cross is my crown. The cross, it said, for the joy that was set before Him. The joy that was set before Him. The bruising, hear me now, the bruising was His grace. the bruising was His grace. And so when the Old Testament-inspired writer penned the words that were already recorded in heaven and gave them to us, the inspired writer said, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Not my joy, not my full pocketbook is my strength. Not my good health is my strength. Not my prosperity is my strength. Not my lovely new home is my strength. But the joy of earth. Now, if it pleases God to bruise me, that's my strength. If it pleases God to let me weep, that's my strength. If it pleases God me to suffer, that's my strength. Why? Because God knows what's best for me. And if God knows what's best, and it is His joy to let me have it, then that's my strength. Not my complaining, not my griping, not my dissatisfaction, but my strength.
Walking down the corridor of an airport, and I was singing. Now, those of you who've been awake this morning are conscious that God has given me a lovely voice. Several notes in each bar I hit right. But I was walking down the corridor of an airport, and I began to think of a scripture. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." And as I would think of the scripture, I was walking, suitcase in one hand, briefcase in the other. I was walking, and I began to sing it. A tune came to me, and I began to sing it. I'd never heard it before. And I began to sing that song, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him." And before I was to the airport, or to the airplane, I was singing, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy path." And I didn't know what I was doing, really. I don't often know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was doing. And I kept walking down the airport, and before long I was singing and walking briskly. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy path." Now that's it. That's it. My job is to acknowledge Him. It's His job to direct my path. If it pleases Him for my path to go through the valley of the shadows, then that's where I want to go, because that's my strength. If it pleases Him for me to soar to the heights of the mountain tops and live on pikes, peaks, heights, that's my joy. That's my job. I accept it, and that's my joy. If it's His desire for me to go down in the valley, into the Grand Canyon of the Christian life, and not to see the sunshine, then that's what I want. That's my strength. That's my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. My job is to acknowledge. His job is to direct. My job is to rejoice. His job is to direct. My job is to rejoice. His job is to give strength. It's my job to acknowledge Him. And what He wants me to eat, that's up to Him. Where He wants me to live, that's up to Him. Because I want to have what He wants me to have. Sing it. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. And He shall direct thy paths. And He shall direct thy paths." I sang that, and led the congregation sang it. I was speaking at Maranatha College the other day, and the head of the music department was playing the piano, and he was captured by it, and he said some nice words, and he put it to music and to parts and harmony, I guess. At least he wrote it up on sheet music. And all over the campus, I heard students singing, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." Now, maybe He directs my path into the low land and the valley of the shadow. But my job is to acknowledge Him. It may be that He directs my path, the top of the highest mountain where the sun is air is crisp and clean and the sun is bright. And my job is to acknowledge Him. It may be that He takes me through the quagmire and the hard places and through the jungles where I cannot see my way through and where the thicket is so thick I cannot see my way through. It may be He takes me on a beautiful sunshiny day. It may be that the flashes of lightning and the clapping of thunder causes my way to become precarious, but my job is to acknowledge Him. That's my job. It's my job to preach Him. It's my job to love Him. It's my job to exalt Him. It's my job to adore Him. It's my job to worship Him. It's my job to lift Him high. It's His job to direct my path. And where the path is doesn't matter. It's His job. What pleases Him. Sing it. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. And He shall direct thy paths. And He shall direct thy paths. And so I come this morning and I say, Dear Lord, what pleases You? He says, My son, I've got some valleys I want You to enter. And I say, And He shall direct my path. And I say, Lord, what pleases You for me? And He says, I want You to climb the top of the mountain and see the sunlight is bright and clear. Have you ever seen it? And I sing, And He shall direct my path. Lord, what would You have me to do today? And the Lord says, I've got some suffering for You. I've got some pain for You. And I say, And He shall direct my path. What's my job? Acknowledge Him. If I'm in the valley, acknowledge Him. On mountaintop, acknowledge Him. If I'm alone, acknowledge Him. If the crowds are cheering, acknowledge Him. My heart is filled with joy, acknowledge Him. If I drive a brand new Buick Century with air conditioning and power steering and power brakes and a FM AM stereo radio, acknowledge Him. But if I have to get out and crank an old Ford and push it downhill and then push it uphill so I can push it downhill so I can push it uphill so I can push it downhill so it'll start, it's my job to acknowledge Him. That's my job. Not my job to direct my path. That's His job. It's my job to acknowledge Him. And so whatever pleases Him, that's what makes me strong, if it pleases Him. Now we're so bent with pleasing ourselves. Dear Lord, give me this and this and this and this and then please me here and satisfy. No. Dear Lord, give me what pleases You. Just give me what pleases You. If pain pleases You, I'll acknowledge You. If health pleases You, I'll acknowledge You. If victory pleases You, I'll acknowledge You. If seeming defeat pleases You, I'll acknowledge You. My life, my years, my time, my strength, my voice, my energy, all of it is to please You. I want You pleased. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Not my joy. Not the joy of Jack Hiles is my strength, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. And this morning, just take what He gives. If you love Him and you're serving Him and you're in His will, take what He gives and thank Him for it. That's why the apostle could say, I rejoice in tribulation, I glory in persecution. For the joy of the Lord, His joy, His delight, His pleasure, His thrill, what He wants, that gives me strength. One time through, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. As I walked down the corridor, I sang it. In all suitcase in one hand, briefcase in the other, ways acknowledge Him. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. And He shall direct thy paths. And He shall direct thy... And He will. Our Heavenly Father,